We hear a lot about GDP as if our personal fortunes ride with its ups and downs. Not so, says economist Jeff Rubens. He says GDP makes the rich richer, but the middle class is increasingly squeezed and expendable. His new book is called The Expendables, and he lays the blame for what is happening, the great wealth divide, squarely at the feet of globalisation. But, I asked him, aren't we constantly told that globalisation has made the world a better place?
If you're talking about India and China, it's been an absolute blessing. Because it's taken millions out of poverty and created a massive expansion of the middle class in those countries. But the counterpart of that is the hollowing out of the middle class in the OECD countries. Now, you're right about GDP. I mean, we've known since the days of David Ricardo almost 200 years ago that free trade is the optimal arrangement, that GDP will always be bigger under free trade than it would be otherwise. My question is, on behalf of 90% of the population, why do I care about GDP? Because GDP is done just fine. But to take my country, 80% of Canadian households have seen no real income gain over the last 20 years, and the number is almost identical in the United States. So all the gains of GDP have basically gone to a very narrow slice of the population. So let the 1% who's engorged themselves on the spoils of economic growth worry about GDP. I, on behalf of the expendables, just want a bigger slice of the pie. And if getting a bigger slice of the pie means the pie will be smaller, it's not I who will be worse off. It'll be the 1% who will be worse off, the trade agreement.
And so we have ended up with vast numbers of the population who are really disaffected. In your book, you point pretty clearly to the fact that that has led to populism and to things like Donald Trump.
Absolutely. And I'd like to also point out, because this often gets ignored in the sort of neoliberal narrative that we're all immersed in the popular media, is that Bernie Sanders, a socialist running for the Democratic ticket, had the exact same trade policies as Donald Trump. And had it not been for the elite of the Democratic Party who conspired to keep Sanders off the ticket, had Sanders won the nomination and beaten Trump in the 2016 election, the U.S. and China would be in the very same trade war that they were under Donald Trump. And NAFTA would have been torn up because Bernie Sanders, like Donald Trump, argued that NAFTA was screwing American auto workers. And they both were right, which just goes to show you that populism can hit from both sides of the plate, to use a baseball analogy. And if you go back 100 years ago, when populism probably was at its zenith during the first era of globalization, that was absolutely true, that there were as many left-wing populist parties and governments than there were right-wing.
Can you talk a little bit about that? Because I found that very interesting that you said globalization is cyclical and we had already been through a 60, 70 year period back in the early 20th century.
Yeah, I didn't realize that, Annie, when I first wrote the book. I started realizing it when I started researching the book. And the book goes back to the repeal of the corn laws, the British corn laws in the mid-19th century, which was really the turning point for globalization. And then it became so apparent to me that this was not globalization's first rodeo. And in fact, many economic historians think that the 1850 to 1914 era was really the golden age of globalization. But the common theme was that while there was great economic growth, more and more people got left behind.
Economist Jeff Rubens, author of The Expendables.